B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, so it's time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We do this every day at this time where we scan the globe for some unusual stories that you may like. It's something we call Nat's News.
That's right, Mike. Alrighty, first story today. This one was just really strange to me. So Sharon Stone revealed a surgeon once gave her breast implants without her consent.
Oh!
Isn't that insane?
Oh!
So she was getting reconstructive surgery to have tumors removed, and the surgeon put breast implants in her. And he said to her that he thought she would look better with bigger, better boobs.
Oh, my God.
And
it's
but, I mean,
a sexist thing to do.
Is that insane? It was a full cup size bigger. She woke up with a full cup size bigger.
Well, listen. Let's put it this
that's
way.
Smaller. I'm glad he didn't go too crazy. I mean, it's still wrong.
Like, at the end of the day, she, you know, like, did she like it?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
She got them removed?
I think, yeah, she did get them removed. And she didn't say.
At the end of the day, it might be a bonus for some women.
I guess.
You know? But his mindset is bad. But at the end of the day, it's like, you saved me a lot of money.
Yeah. And apparently he said to her, it goes better with your hip size.
Jesus. He can't make that kind of a judgment.
Is that crazy?
You can't decide that.
Where did this happen?
It happened in L.A.
Oh, what, did she
in 2001. She didn't say who he was or if she pressed charges, but I would have.
My God, it's a monster civil lawsuit.
Yeah. So apparently she just released her memoir.
Yes, she's been sending it out to different celebrities.
She's
doing well on the...
I want to read it. This is an excerpt from the memoir. But yeah, I just thought that was so crazy. The memoir.
That is. The memoir, did you say first?
Memoir.
The memoir. Okay. All right, yeah, that's a little nuts.
I thought that was insane and just even wild,
pretty good.
It's so rude.
It is rude. I think his mindset's totally off base, but you know, a lot of ladies would take that freebie.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but not if he didn't ask for it.
Yeah, that's a $10,000 freebie.
Yes, that's insane.
Right.
So there's this other story that this woman is furious because her husband's colleague came over for dinner, and she found out that she had been packing him lunches for him to take to work, and she found out that he was selling his lunches and going and buying fast food. So he works in an office and usually buys fast food to keep himself going during the day. And it cost them, she said it found out, it cost him like $200 a month to fund his lunches. So she started to take him sandwiches. She started to make him sandwiches. And then here he ended up selling the sandwiches and his colleague like blurted it out.
Who was he selling the sandwiches to?
I got his coworkers.
Somebody who wanted a sandwich.
A strange sandwich?
Yeah. So these.
Would you buy a strange sandwich?
A homemade sandwich?
And it's
from
somebody
I know. The guy's got a sandwich. It's wrapped in plastic wrap. You're going to buy that?
It's a friend.
I'm a friend.
If Natalie wanted to sell me a sandwich, I don't think she's going to poison me.
I know.
I'd buy Natalie's sandwich.
First of all, I'm not a sandwich truster at all. Now, if it came off a lunch truck, maybe. Somebody's going to pawn me off a strange sandwich.
Well,
I'm not out automatically.
She said that everything was going well, and then she would ask him how the sandwiches were, and then he wouldn't respond. And then he started to ask her for two a day because he was hungry. And then he came home with his coworker, and the coworker was at the dinner table and said, he complimented her on how delicious they are. So she said, I thanked him. And then he said the price was a bit much.
So and he's gouging. Like, how much is he charging?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry. That's a buyer beware there.
Yeah.
You can't buy a strange sandwich from a guy. Fast food. Yeah. It's coming from a bag. It's got the McDonald's wrapper or whatever.
I mean, I don't know. It must be. He really liked them that he bought them.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
What, selling sandwiches?
How do you know how long that sandwich was made? How long ago?
What are you talking about? It's a friend. It's somebody I trust.
Got a fresh stamp on it?
The guy's going to his house for dinner. They're friends. I'm not going to assume a friend's trying to kill me.
What if it's quality lunch meat?
That's what I'm saying. It might be a good sandwich.
You know, like the good turkey.
Nah, I'm not above a quality homemade sandwich.
How much are you paying? What's your limit for a quality homemade sandwich that you need? For as far as you know, it's made in a cave somewhere.
I don't know that. I would probably
pay $3.
I would go up to $5.
$5?
If it had
for
chips.
A strange sandwich?
If it also had chips.
Of soda?
Yeah, you give me like a
$5.50.
I'll give you $5, $5.50, yeah.
Hey, listen, man, you're more trusting than me. I'm out. But a cousin is Trey Sandwich.
I don't have that many friends. So if I said a friend, I have like seven friends.
Wait a minute. All seven of them.
Would you buy a sandwich from me? Wouldn't you?
Of course I would. I no longer would buy it from Mike because he assumes that it would be he would take it out of the air and be in the point. Yeah, I would not buy one from Mike, but I'd buy
first
it from
of all,
you.
I would never sell a sandwich. I would never presume to sell a damn sandwich that I made homemade. That's an ultimate violation.
Did you trade? Did you ever trade your sandwich in grade school?
Hell no! I never trusted anybody else's sandwich.
I wouldn't trade a sandwich.
You never traded sandwiches?
No, my mom made great sandwiches. I would trade sides.
Okay, that's fair.
I have no idea what bread they use, when it was made, what kind of cheap mayo they put it. No way.
Well, you know, I had cheese sandwiches every day, so occasionally I'd, you know, go around the classroom and look for a peanut butter and jelly.
I'm out.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right,
so pepperoni rolls are one step closer to becoming West Virginia's official state food. So apparently the original rolls were baked by Italian immigrants to feed coal miners. So now they're trying to get it to be the official state food of West Virginia. It says the West Virginia delicacy created by Italian families in Fairmount to feed local coal miners. Variants are popular statewide. So now they want it to be the official food of West Virginia. But I would never picture pepperoni rolls to be a West Virginia state food.
Yeah.
Or really even like Italian, right?
Yeah.
I don't think, when I think West Virginia, I don't know if I think of Italian. Do you?
No. I'm not buying a pepperoni roll in West Virginia either.
Marciano's
Bakery in Manioc? Yeah, then I'm in.
No, what if it was like a
or
proper...
Police. Yeah, I'm in.
Rossi's Italian Bakery in West Virginia. The Rossi family came straight from Sicily, right to West Virginia.
They're Calabrian.
They're from Calabria.
According to the Country Club Bakery, the pepperoni roll was invented by its founder, Giuseppe Joseph Argiro, in the early 1920s. He was an immigrant who worked in the coal mines in the northern part of the state and noticed that other Italian miners' lunches were typically a slab of bread, a chunk of pepperoni, and a bucket of water.
Well, listen, I would have to do some research on the Rossi family because as far as I know, it could be a guy named Jed who called himself Rossi.
I mean, I don't know.
A quick Google finds that the West Virginia Italian Heritage Festival is big there. It has West Virginia has a deep Italian heritage.
I did not know.
Yeah, it says the Italian American community was really close knit back then.
Well, I apologize there because I had no frame of reference for that.
Well, neither did we, but that's
West
what
Virginia
I'm saying.
Italians.
Maybe next time you're in West Virginia.
What do they talk like? The West Virginia Italian. What's that sound like?
They probably sound like non-Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Y'all want a pepperoni?
Yeah, see, that's
a pepperoni roll.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what you're trying
that's
to do.
I'm trying to do a Southern.
I don't know what you're trying to do over there.
West Virginia with Italian.
Do West Virginians have a Southern accent?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't think they do. They have a hill accent.
What's that?
Hills.
People
live in the hills in West Virginia.
There's a little mix of
Tiffany
the Poconos accent with the Italian. There's people
like the Shenandoah?
Yes, there's some of that in West Virginia too.
So, some hilly.
Bryce Harper. Wait, how do they do it?
Yeah.
It's
Two Stooges, that guy.
All right, anyway, that was pretty good Nats news.
Yeah, see?
All right.
Learn something today.
Right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.